That is first surah I'll discuss is Al-Isra 17 and the ayah is 32. وَلَا تَقْرُبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And you do not commit or do not come near to fornication, adultery. Surely it is an obscenity and a way to badness. Surah An-Nisa 4 and Ayah 22. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And you do not marry from women to whom your fathers married, except without doubt whatever is past. Surely it is an obscenity and a hateful and a way to badness. Further in Surah An-Nur 24 and Ayah 19, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surely those who love to publish, circulate the obscenity in those who believe, for them is a painful punishment in this life and the hereafter, and Allah knows and you do not know. Surah Ali Imran 3 and Ayah 14. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Adornment for people is the love of sensual desires from women and sons, and heaped up heaps of gold and silver, and marked horses and cattles and cultivated land. That is the enjoyment of the worldly life, and the beautiful resort is near Allah. In Surah An-Naml 27 Surah and Ayah 54, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةِ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. And when Lut said to his people, do you come with the obscenity and have the insight? Surely do you come with sensual desire to men besides women? But you are ignorant people. In Surah Hud 11 and Ayah 81, قَالُوا يَا لُوط إِنَّا رُسُولُ رَبِّكَ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ فَأَسِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْءٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا صَابَهُمْ إِنَّ مَعِدُهُمُ الصُّبُحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. They said, O Lut, surely we are the messengers of your Lord. They will never join you, so travel with your family and with the parts from the night, and not anyone from you turn back except your wife. Surely it will reach her what will reach them. Surely the promised time is the morning. Is not the morning with near close by? Surah Yusuf 12 and Ayah 21. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرِ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Aziz, that is the name in the Quran, mighty, who purchased him, that is Yusuf, from Egypt, and said to his wife, make his stay honorable for me. Maybe he will be beneficial for us, or we take him as a son. And likewise we gave the power to Yusuf in the land, and we taught him from the interpretation of the events. And Allah is dominant over his orders, but majority of the people do not know. Next ayah's continuation. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَزِّلْ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when he, Yusuf, reaches full strength, maturity, we gave him governance, that is to govern, and knowledge, and likewise we reward the good doers. Surah Yusuf 12:23. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَيَا إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He, Yusuf, who was in the house of Aziz, was in her house, and she wanted to explore about herself, and she closed the doors, and she said, come here. He said, Yusuf said, I seek refuge of Allah, surely is my Lord. He kept me in the most beautiful place of stay. Surely the oppressors do not prosper. You know, this is, in the Arabic word is, Rawatna means explore. Now if you read the meaning of explore, she wanted to look him into him closely, to examine, investigate as with a probe, to search out his unknown aspects or parts. وَلَقَدْ حَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَعْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And without doubt, she took interest in him, and he would have taken interest in her if Yusuf had not seen the evidence of his Lord. Likewise, for we turn away the badness, ill, and the obscenity from him. Surely he was from our sincere servants. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 15. وَاللَّاتِ يَاتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ أَوْ يَجَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا. And from your women wives who come with obscenity, so seek from yourselves the evidence of four witnesses over them. So if they bear witness, then hold them in the houses until death completes them, or Allah makes a way for them. In according to the Bible, Jews and Christian faith, Leviticus 20 and verse 10, and the man that commit adultery with another's wife, another man's wife, even he that commits adultery with the neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death by stoning. So now in Surah Nisa 4, continuity 16 ayah, وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا مِنْكُمْ فَآذُوهُمَا فَإِنْ تَابَا وَأَصْلَحَا فَآرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And from you, if two men comes with obscenity, hurt both of them. So if they both repent and correct, so avoid to hurt both of them. Surely Allah is oft returning, most merciful. Now in Surah Nur 24 and Ayah 33, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتُغُونَ الْكِتَابِ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَصُّنًا لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And let those who do not find means to marry should abstain until Allah enriches them from His bounty and from those whom your right hand possesses who seeks the book. So write for them if you find any betterment in them and give them the wealth of Allah that He has given you. And you do not compel your young girls to commit wrong acts, prostitution. If they intend to be fortified, guarded, for you seek the width of this worldly life, and whosoever compels them, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful from after their compulsion. Now in this ayah, Allah is telling the men, and Surah An-Nur 24 and ayah 2. الزانية والزاني فجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. The fornicatress and the fornicator, then lash each one of them 100 stripes. And pity do not take hold of you with them in the judgment of Allah if you believe in Allah and the last day, and a party from the believers bear witness their punishment. Because further I says, look, further I says, the continuity, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. The fornicator do not marry any except a fornicatress or a woman who associates, and the fornicatress do not marry any except a fornicator or a man who associates, and that is forbidden over the believers. John 8 verse 4. They say unto him, to Jesus, Master, this woman was taken in the adultery in the very act. John 8 verse 5 and 7. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what say you? So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without a sin amongst you, let him first cast a stone at her. Al Imran 3 and ayah 135. والذين اذا فعلوا فاحشة او ظلموا انفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب الا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And those when they commit obscenity or oppress their souls, they remember Allah, then they seek forgiveness for their guilts, sins. And who will forgive guilt sins except Allah? And they did not persist over what they did, and they know it. In Surah An-Kabut 29, ayah 45. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَإِقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Recite what is inspired to you from the book and establish salah, the prayer. Surely the salah, prayer, stops you from fahisha, stops you from fahisha, obscenity, and from disguising. And definitely the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows what you manufacture. I read this, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Now, I am reading this, and those when they commit obscenity, and I have committed obscenity, or oppress their souls, so I have oppressed my soul, they remember Allah, I am in the salah and remembering Allah, and they seek forgiveness. In my mind, I am seeking forgiveness for the guilts that I have committed this act. And who can forgive Allah? Who can forgive guilts except Allah? So I got that Allah can only forgive. And they did not persist. I am not repeating again what they did, and they know it. Further, I say the same thing. Surah Nisa 4. Nisa 4 and 17. إِنَّمَا تَوْبَةً توبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. Surely to accept repentance is over Allah for those who do badness ill with ignorance, then they repent from nearness. So they are those over whom Allah accept repentance, and Allah is knower wise. I will read further also. Surah Nisa 4:18. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And there is no acceptance of repentance for those who do badness ills until when death is present to any one of them. He says, surely now I repent. It is not for Allah to accept the repentance. Those who die and they were rejectors, they are those for whom we have prepared the painful punishment. That is Surah 66, Tahreem, and Ayah 10. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. Allah strikes an example for those who reject the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. From our servants, they both were under our two servants who correct themselves. Then they betrayed them, so they could not enrich in anything from Allah. And it was said, both of you enter the fire with those who enter. Then further the example is given for the believer. For the believers is continuation Surah Tahrim 60:11. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah strikes an example for those people who are believers, the wife of Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, when she said, my Lord, build for me a home in the garden near you and save me from the Pharaoh and his work and save me from the people who are oppressors. Tahrim 66, and وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَتَ إمران التي أعصت فرجها فنفقنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. And Maryam Mary, the daughter of Imran, who fortified, guarded her gap private part, and we breathe into it, that is her private part, and of our ruh spirit, and she was truthful with the words of her Lord and his books, and was from the devotees. Surah An-Naml 27, Ayah 44. قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And she, Queen of Saba, said, O my Lord, surely I have oppressed my soul, self-psyche, and I have submitted with Sulaiman for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Surah Al-Mumtahinna 60 and Ayah 12. يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على ألا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين ولا يقتلن أولادهن ولا يأتين ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فبايعهن واستغفر لهن الله إن الله غفور رحيم. O Prophet, when believing woman comes to you to have a deal with you, over that they will not associate anything with Allah, and they will not steal, and they will not commit adultery fornication, they will not kill their children, and they will not come with a slander, a false charge, inventing for that which is between their hands and legs, and they will not disobey you in that which is known, acknowledged, then have a deal with them. And from Allah, seek forgiveness for them. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Surah Yusuf 12 and Ayah 52 and 53. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. Further she says, وَمَا أُبَدِيُ نَفْسِي ان النفس الاماره بالسوء الا ما رحم ربي ان ربي غفور رحيم. That is for him to know that, that is Aziz Mighty, her husband, that to know that surely I did not betray him with the absence, and surely Allah does not guide the machination, intrigue of the betrayers. And further she says, I do not acquit free from my soul. Surely the soul definitely orders with badness, except what my Lord in mercy. Surely my Lord is forgiving, merciful. What is the meaning of machination is very important here. You see, machinate means to devise artfully with the evil intent or the purpose. Plots, trickery, crafty dealing, manipulation, cheating, deceitful strategy, illicit love affair. Surah Yusuf 12 and ayah 33, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, Yusuf said, O my Lord, the jail is more lovable to me from what they invite me to it, except you turn away their machination, intrigue. I will incline to youthful pleasures towards them, and I will be from the ignorant ones. Surah Al Imran 3, 193 and 194. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadil iman anaminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adta rasulik وَلَا تُغْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. O our Lord, surely we have listened to the caller calling for belief. That believe with your Lord. So we believed. O our Lord, then forgive for us our guilt, sins, and cover about us our badness, ills, and complete our lives with the righteous. O our Lord, give us what you promise us over your messengers, and you do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Surely you do not defer the promise. And Surah Yusuf 12, 30, 31, 51. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مَدِينَ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ قَدْ شَغَفَ حُبَّ إِنَّ لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And woman of the city said, the wife of Aziz Mighty wanted to explore her youth about himself. When they heard this about Yusuf al-Islam and Aziz's wife, they said something. Listen to me very, very carefully. The woman said that the Aziz wife wanted to explore her youth, that young man, about himself. They said this. All is this, Medina city women are saying this. And further they said, without doubt, he, Yusuf, infatuated her in love. And Surah Yusuf 12:31, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآ وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. So when she heard their planning, she sent towards them, she prepared a couch, sofa for them. She gave a knife to everyone from them. She gave a knife to everyone from them. And she said to Yusuf, come out over them. So when they saw him, great, Allah forbid us what we have said. Ma hada basha, he's not a human. In hada illa malakun kareem, he's an angel. When they saw him, أَكْبَنَّهُ They greatened him. They make him great. وَقَطَعَنَا أَيْدِيهُنَّ And they cut off their hands and say, وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ Oh, and they said, Allah forbid us. Of for what? What they've already said. مَا هَذَا بَشَر He is not a human. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ Surely he is not except an angel. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدَتُنَّ يُوسُفْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ قَالَتْ امْرَأَتُ الْعَزِيزِ الْآنَ حَصَلَ الْحَقُّ أَنَا رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ He, the king said to the woman, What was your concern when you explored Yusuf about himself? You want to explore Yusuf about himself? They said, Allah forbid us. Allah forbid us for us to think in that manner even. We cannot think like this. And we do not found any badness ill over him. We do not find Yusuf al-Islam like that, what we have said about him. That he infatuated her. Now, when the wife of Aziz Mighty said, now the truth is manifest, come to light, it was I wanted to explore about himself, and surely he was from the truthful ones. Surah Yusuf 12 and Ayah 25, you can note down 25, 26 and 27. وَاسْتَقَابَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَالْفَيَا سَيَّدَهَا لَدَلْ بَابَ قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مِنَ الْأَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءٍ إِنْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And they both, Yusuf and wife of Aziz, mighty, raced each other to the door. When she called her, she raced to the after Yusuf to the door. And she torn from the back of his shirt. They both found her master or the husband near the door. She said, What is the reward? Who wanted to explore your family, your wife, with badness, ill, except that is imprisoned or a painful punishment. قَالَ هِيَ رَوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِّنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ I read further 27, وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِّنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ He, Yusuf, said that she wanted to explore me. Yusuf al-Islam is speaking the truth. She wanted to explore me about myself. And a witness bore witness, your question, a witness bore witness from her family. If his shirt is being torn from the front, she is truthful and he is from the liars. And if his shirt is being torn from the back, then she lied. And he was from the truthful ones. And the same is you read Surah Yusuf 12:28. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنَ الْكَيْدِ كِمْنَا إِنَّ كَيْدَ كُنَّ عَزِيمٌ So when her master, when the master, the husband, saw his shirt being torn from the back, he said, surely it is from your machination intrigue. Surely your machination intrigue are great. And now he says, Yusuf أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكِ إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ O Yusuf, avoid about this incident. O wife, you seek forgiveness for your guilt sin. Surely you were from the ones who commit mistakes. Surah 4 Nisa 34 Ayat الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ لِلنِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حافظات للغيب ما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعزوهن وهجروهن في المضاجع واضربهن فإن طعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا Men are those who take a stand over women with what Allah has given the bounty to any one of them over the other and with what they spend from their wealth. So women are those who amend correct, who are devout, and they preserve for the absent with what Allah has preserved. And those women whom you fear, of jarring an emotional shock, then sermon them and abandon them in beds and strike them. So if they obey you, then do not seek over them a way. Surely Allah is high and great. Surah Baqarah 2:282. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubuh. Oh, you believe when you attain or reach a judgment among each other with a judgment towards a fixed period of time, write it down. وَاشْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَ رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرَضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. Take two witnesses from your men. If there are no two men, then take one man and two women from among the witnesses. You are pleased. If the one of the women estrays, then other reminds her. Nur 24:6, 7, 8, and 9. I will read. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَةٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ وَالْخَامِسَةُ أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And for those who throw a charge on their wives and have no witnesses for them except their own selves, so their single evidence can be accepted if they bear witness four times with Allah that surely He is the truthful ones. And the fifth time he is to invoke the curse of Allah on himself if he is of the liars. وَيَدْرَعُ الْعَنْهَا الْعَذَابِ أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَةٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. But it would avert the punishment from her, that is the wife, that she bears witness four times with Allah that surely he is from the liars. And the fifth time she is to invoke the wrath of Allah on herself is from the truthful ones.